The question today is, does the Lord ever call a lost man to preach? Now, many people would say no to that question right off the bat. And yet, what does the Bible say? In fact, the business, some people even say the Lord doesn't show a lost person anything, anytime. In other words, it's so sad. And yet, what does the Bible say? That's what we need to look at. Well, we go back to Jeremiah's one, I think, in mind first of all. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5. The Lord, verse 4 said, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." And some people say, well, that's because Jeremiah just didn't know about it at that time. God set him apart in his mind, and that's true in a sense. But yet, he said, "Before you came out of the womb, I set you aside as God's man." Well, also think about Samuel. Over in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verse number 4 through 7. Samuel, I don't know exactly what age Samuel was at this time, but he was over at Eli, and Eli's a bad man and didn't train his children right. And the Bible says there in verse number 4, it says, he said, well, verse number 3, "And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, and the Lord called Samuel, and he said, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. The Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, and for thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not, my son. Lay down again." And this, verse 7 says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him." Samuel was not a saved man at that point in time, and yet the Lord called him for a message of prophecy unto Eli. And, of course, later he gave that message to Eli. So the Lord did call Samuel before he was saved, a lost man, to, in essence, to preach the word as a prophet. You say, "But preacher, those two are Old Testament examples. I cannot take that. In New Testament times different." Well, I can give you a New Testament example. About, and that is, of course, Judas Iscariot. Bible says in chapter 10 of Matthew, verse number 1, "And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he called them. He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases." And he lists those names. One of them was which was Judas Iscariot that was there as well in that group that he called. Judas Iscariot, as one, and he gave them power to cast out unclean spirits, and heal all manner of sickness. So he called them a lost man, Judas Iscariot. Well, you say, "But preacher, that's for a special purpose. God had him set aside to betray him." Yeah, well, that's true. I understand that, but I'll give you another one. What about Paul the apostle? Later came the apostle, of course, Saul, we think about. Look at his testimony before the multitude and see what Paul himself said, which is the inspired word of God here at this time. And of course, we know Judas Iscariot was a devil. One of you is a devil, Jesus said about him there in chapter 6, verse number 70. So Judas Iscariot was called, but Paul, what about him? Well, Acts chapter number 22, verse number 6 through 16, we find his testimony to the multitude on the stairs there of the praetorium. And he said there, "And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus, about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me, and I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? He said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked upon him, and he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be a witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now why tarriest thou? Arise, be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. It's very clear from this testimony that Paul was not saved until he was there with a human instrument, Ananias, coming to him on the street called Straight. And there's where he was saved, 3 days after his experience on the road to Damascus. Now you say, but he called him Lord, a title of respect. You say, Ananias called him Brother Saul. Well, Paul called all of the Jews brethren. And so that's not the way to decide whether or not a man's saved. What does he say in verse 16? Ananias said, arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Now, it's not baptism that washes away your sins. It's calling on the name of the Lord that your sins will be washed away. Paul's sins had not yet been washed away. If his sins had not yet been washed away, he was not yet saved. Well, what about the call to preach for Paul? Well, let's see his testimony in Acts chapter 26 when he gives a different part of his testimony to King Agrippa. And he said this in verse number 12 of Acts 26, whereupon I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest. At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them that journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. In other words, there he clearly said in verse number 16 that he had received a call as the Lord appeared to him for a purpose to make thee a minister. There's a call that he knew was there upon his lap. Now, Paul lay 3 days on the street called Straight, and for 3 days he counted the cost. Am I willing to go carry the gospel to the Gentile nation? Am I willing to pay the price? And he counted all of his pedigree, his credentials. He put them all together. And he said what he was. Philippians brings this out in Philippians 3. And as he put them all together in one basket, in a sense, and he counted them but dung, he counted all those things as nothing for one thing, that I might win Christ, that I might be saved. Why did he count the cost? Why did he weigh out all that? Because he knew that he had to carry the gospel to the Gentiles. The call of God was upon his life, and therefore he had to carry the gospel. So Paul's call to preach came 3 days before he was saved on the street called Straight. God called a lost man to preach the gospel. Now you say, preacher, that can't be. I've heard many preachers, and I have too. I've heard preachers, and I know of one preacher, for instance, that every time I've heard him preach, just about, it didn't, even before my situation came to forefront, I've heard him preach, and he said, God never called a lost man to preach. I can't believe that God would ever call a lost man to preach. You know what I think he's doing? I think he's propping on his call to preach for assurance, and you cannot do that. For you see, I did the same thing after I came to the place of conviction. After I'd already pastored and my call to preach so clear that day of April, back in March of the 18th, there, so clear that day. Whatever date it was, I can't remember for sure now, but back in of 1973, so clear, a call to preach. As I was praying, God called me to preach the gospel. The gift to preach had been stirred when I got under the power of God 3 months before, and I had a desire to preach the word. I began to pray, and so I wasn't long after the call, I surrendered and began to pastor church just in a couple of months after that, and yet there come a meeting that fall in that church, and there I was pastoring. God moved in with conviction one night, and I don't believe there's a soul in that church saved except the preacher is preaching the message that night, but oh, what conviction came about lostness, about being separated from God, and yet here I am, a preacher. And I'd been heard all, had all this tradition upon me that God never calls a lost man to preach. So I went home that night, my wife sat up in the bed, and preachers and evangelists in the other room there in my house, and wife said, I don't know whether I'm called to preach or not. I said, I don't know whether I'm called to preach or not. Now, she didn't say, I got that backwards. I don't know why I said that. Sometimes I get my tongue over eye tooth and get mixed up. She said, I don't know why. I don't know whether I'm lost or saved. And I said, I don't know whether I'm lost or saved either, but one thing I know I'm called to preach, and I know God doesn't call a lost man to preach. I sit on that for a long time. But you see, God in His infinite mercy and grace and His long-suffering and goodness kept dealing with me and bringing me to a place that I had to jump that call to preach. Whether it was real or not, I had to come to the place, I know not, until God did a work in my heart. And then I wanted Him to call me with such definite assurance like He did in 73, but He wouldn't do that. I still believe the call to preach was in 1973, saved in 1981. And God used that in my life as a ministry to deal with religious lost people. I know it's not the norm for God to call a lost man to preach or to make it known to him. God in His foreknowledge knows all about that ahead of time. I understand that. But you realize something? God can reach down and call a lost man to preach if He so chooses. Because you see, if I'd have stayed in the church where I was at, I'd have died and I'd have went to hell as a lost man thinking I was okay. But because I got in the book, I began to get in the book, and God's Word made me wise unto salvation. God's Spirit used that, and the preachers that my paths crossed at that time preached to me. And because of that, the conviction came, the work of God came, and was completed, and I was saved in 1981. And yet the call to preach came in 1973. I later preached at Myrtle, Mississippi, and I made this statement. I preached 8 years lost. After that, a man came to me and said, how did you preach lost those 8 years? And I said, well, let me tell you. If you got about an hour, I can tell you. And I could tell as I was talking to him, he was depending on his call to preach. And then after I talked with him a while, we went back up to the church service. The power of God was moving. He realized later he was lost, came back by and told me he was lost. 3 days later, he called me and told me he got saved. About a year later, I saw him. I said, well, where are you preaching at now, brother? He said, well, I didn't even have a call to preach. He was deceived into believing he had a call to preach, and the devil was using that for an assurance of his salvation, and he was lost. Had he not jumped that, and died, he would have died and went to hell. And God spoke to my heart and said, there's your ministry. You've got a call. Some don't have a call, but they're using that as an assurance of their salvation. And so therefore, a man that he may have a call, and it may seem to be real, but I want to tell you, don't prop upon that. You must be born again from above. And yet, because if you're not, you'll die and you'll go to hell. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you. Until we meet again on the air, in the air, may the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.